thanks to Republican support, we actually have a bill to address the nightmare drug legalization that the Democrats previously imposed. But this is a watered-down bill. It now goes to the House. But if they make any changes, will it survive? Joining me on the line is the Senate Minority Leader, Senator John Braun of Centralia. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Are you happy with this particular piece of legislation?
Well, I guess I qualified. I say I'm happy for the stage it's in right now. This is a bill that came out of Law and Justice in pretty bad shape. It got better in ways and means. We still didn't vote for it. It got significantly better on the floor, and some of us voted for it to keep it alive and keep it moving. I think if we continue to improve the bill, it's got, you know, it's certainly, even in its current form, it's a step in the right direction. We go from essentially full legalization of hard drugs to making it a gross misdemeanor. Focus certainly on treatment, which I don't think that's wrong necessarily, but consequences if folks don't get in and stay in and complete treatment.
Yeah, because as of right now, if I'm reading this bill correctly, if someone agrees to go to treatment, then just decides not to, there aren't any consequences.
No, there are. And now it takes, they have to.
Takes a lot.
Candidly, they get a few choices, but at some point they are sentenced, and there are, and this is one of the key points of disagreement on the floor last Friday, is there is a minimum sentence going along with the gross misdemeanor, first of 21 days up to 365, and then 45 days up to 365. So there are eventually some consequences, but there's a lot of steps before you get to them, frankly.
So do we have the tools to even track whether or not someone is not complying? One of the issues with the current law and why it's effectively legalized is, hey, police officers, after the third interaction with someone who is in personal possession of drugs, you can actually charge, but there's no database that tracks any of that.
That's right. And this has been one of my biggest frustrations with the bill that was passed in 2021. They just out of thin air invented this thing called the referral, which didn't exist before, and was simply the law enforcement officer says, hey, you have hard drugs, you know, why don't you go down the street and get some treatment, which, of course, is never going to happen. Doesn't get tracked. No way to know what's going on. This bill goes back to the deferral process, which was in previous law prior to 2021 through the drug courts, which says you are charged with a crime and you are prosecuted. But that sentence is deferred if you complete the treatment. So there is a clear record of you having been arrested, sentenced, and then deferred. That's the big difference, is it gets us in the system and uses the law enforcement and criminal justice system in a way that's helpful in tracking and keeping people in treatment. So and I'm not saying it's perfect. There's a lot of things we could do better in this. The deferral system in this bill is much better than this mysterious referral system that was in it's in current law passed in 2021. That is a lot better. I just think that we can't let it go too far.
So my final question for you, Senator, is around these hubs and safe consumption tools that are going to be given out, including to kids. The way that the bill is written right now, it says that harm reduction tools have to be given out at these health hubs, and they must be given to youth. How is that appropriate to stay in this bill?
It's not. It's one of the things we fought hard to take out. There are, if you read carefully, there are restrictions for these health hubs, things they can't do at them, such as make them into safe injection sites. There's some equipment they're not allowed to pass out. But you're absolutely right. This is not a perfected bill by any stretch.
What can't be passed out? Because the way that it's written is so vague.
You have to go. That's a difficult question to answer off the top of my head. But as I recall, they accepted the amendment as part of the floor substitute that restricted some of the equipment that could be provided. I think the bottom line, the thing we weren't able to get out, I think, is it would not allow us to take out providing or I think accepting syringes and needles, which is already done in most of the communities in the state. But I don't think when it was all done, it would allow much beyond that. I think there's another piece of the bill you have to read that restricts that.
Well, we'll wait to see that. As of right now, at least what's listed online is what has been agreed to does not offer many exceptions. But again, it's going to go through the House process. So we'll see what happens then. Senator John Braun, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.